Welcome back. You're listening to Living Your Dream, a monthly talk show highlighting those who have chosen to have the courage and to take the risks to do work and to live lives they genuinely love. I'm Lisa Marquardt, and I'm a certified career and life coach. My passion is guiding others to find and live theirs. My guest today is Stephanie Vigil. She is the former anchor for KHQ-TV in Spokane and the current founder of VGL Pickleware Gear. And I'm elated to have Stephanie on the show to share her inspirational story. So welcome, Stephanie. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, Lisa, thank you so much for having me.
You have such a fun story, and I just got to talk to you briefly a little bit about it, but so it's all kind of news to me, and I'm really excited to hear how this has all unfolded for you. And as I try to do with my clients, is I try to give them as many examples as possible of how people are choosing to do things such as you have done. So if it's okay with you, let's just back up a little bit, because you start off with quite the admirable and desirable career of being a TV news anchor. So how did that all come about? And, you know, what was that? How did your journey begin?
That was a childhood dream of mine. I remember watching television news as a young girl, probably 12, 13 years old. When I started watching the news and really becoming intrigued with what was going on in the world, in my community, I watched it like my brother would watch Bugs Bunny. You know, it was just, I loved to know. I was always a very curious person and a child. And I guess when I was a business major in college, so I was steered off the path of trying to reach that goal of mine to be a journalist and a television news reporter and anchor, because so many people wanted to be, is what I was told. And so I went into the world of business initially, but my heart, my passion was always in television news. And when I graduated from college, I went to I went to Europe and traveled by backpack through Europe for 3 months and ended up in Berlin. And the wall had just come down that year. And so I went there not knowing how to speak the language, knowing that it could be a pretty dangerous place to be.
Yeah.
But I found it to be so intriguing, and I was fascinated, and I learned so much. I met a woman who was there on a fellowship, $13,000 fellowship, I remember that, at the time, to study the reunification of Germany. We were staying in the same hostel, and she gave me a history lesson like no other. And so when I was over there, that's when I realized, like, why can't I become a television news anchor, a journalist, a reporter? And so when I came back to the States, I was right after college, I thought, you know what, I have to do this. And so I found my way to the news desk in a roundabout way. I ended up as a television or a traffic reporter on the radio, and then I just had an opportunity because a position opened up where one television station in Sacramento needed a traffic reporter in the evenings. So I put my name in the hat, and I got that, and the news director at the television station said, what are you doing on the radio? You need to do an internship here and get a job in television news. I mean, that was music to my ears, especially back in the 90s when there weren't many female, not compared to male, reporters, anchors, sports, weather, the whole bit was mainly a male-dominated profession. But when I got in, I felt like the luckiest lady alive. I've enjoyed my career for the past 28 years, 25 at KHQ and 3 on television in Sacramento, and it's been the best ever.
Oh, I love that, and I love that you knew at an early age that that was what you wanted to something was calling your name and you had a passion for it.
Oh, it was in my soul. I just needed to, especially after that trip to Germany and to see what was happening in Berlin and to learn. I mean, I came home with my journal written, and I just look back on it occasionally like, wow, I was 23 back then. And to have now repurposed myself from KH2 after all these years, I have to say, it was a dream come true, Lisa.
I love that. And, you know, and it's another thing that just popped up for me when you were saying is that, like, at that time that you were going to college, I would imagine that, as I have frequently heard from so many parents, it's like, okay, great. I know that you really want to do this, but what you need to do that is you have to get a business degree. And I just call that business degree as a dream killer because so many people, they have this passion and this interest and this draw towards something. And then back in the 90s, it was so common to say, well, you can't really do that without having a business degree, when the business side of it is not the draw. It's not the passion. No. And it can just, and then people start going down that path and they oftentimes don't find their way back. So I just love that you did that. And you had the opportunity to indulge yourself in something that would inspire you and get you right back on path.
Yes, and since, you know, my time at KHQ, I always love to reinvent myself in little tiny ways. You know, what is it that Stephanie really wants? And and what is it that we all truly want? And I don't think it's just one thing. I think we want number of things.
Sure.
We don't want just a dream to come true. We want our dreams to come true.
Yes.
And so I'd had a dream of going back to school to get my master's degree. And I did that at Gonzaga, and then I actually designed a class for them called Image and Reputation Management and taught it to the students there. And had that exact same conversation that you're talking about. What do you want to do?
Yeah.
You know, your parents want you to do this. They're paying for you to go to school, but your heart is telling you this.
Yes.
And oftentimes they listen to their parents because they think they know better when they end up missing out on the dream of a lifetime.
Absolutely. And, you know, and I always feel like people think I'm slamming parents when it's just that you want the best for your child and you think you know what that is.
Right.
And so, you know, it's really out of love and, you know, concern for your kid's best interest. But I really do believe, and as you just cited, that at a very young age, we get a lot of clues about what it is that is a part of our personality that it's not going to go away. It's not going to change. And it's actually a great way to drive yourself in a direction of doing work that you love and being continually fascinated and excited by it.
Well, and I have them take those personality tests, the Briggs-Myers test,
right,
to understand themselves better, because on those tests, they also give you, like little clues of, would you want to be a professor? Would you want to be a journalist? You know, and I hit every single one of them. I was like, yes. Yes.
I want to do it all.
I do.
Yes. And so the other thing is that, you know, and oftentimes it sounds really good on paper, and when you maybe go to do it and actually live it, maybe that's not it, but that's okay. I mean, you know, there's always different, you can take little steps in different directions. And like you said, you can just keep repurposing, and eventually if you just keep going, you'll get there.
Right.
Which
is
a great
Absolutely.
Thing.
I mean, giving up is, you know, just not an option, or it shouldn't be an option. I know a lot of times people do want to give up and turn back around and go to what might be the easiest, but is it the best for you? Is it just the comfort zone that you're in, or do you want to get out there and like feel alive?
Exactly. I love that. And so when you got the opportunity to be the TV news anchor, was it everything that you had hoped it to could be? And, you know, what was kind of like a day in the life like?
Yeah, that's a great question. I would say that every day was different. That's what I loved about it. You know, every day was different. You could have breaking news one day. I mean, I was just out at the lake yesterday, and there was a fire across from where I was at in Mica Bay. And the first thing I do is call the station. I mean, it is just automatic in me to go, oh, I got to call the station. I got to let them know about this. But, you know, I was passionate about many things that, you know, people. I wanted to know about people. I was curious. Doing interviews for my segment, Keeping Vigil, was so fun to me because I got to meet real change makers in the world. And that was really nice. And I also loved, you know, just even the lighter stuff, covering Bloom's Day or Hoop Fest or Gonzaga basketball, going to the Super Bowl, all those things were super fun. And obviously what I didn't like the most about the day was anytime anything happened to a child, that was heartbreaking. And I did realize that when I was reporting, which is why I went to the anchor side of it, I found myself getting somewhat jaded. Yeah. And I don't want to be jaded, and I don't want to consider myself, like, harden my heart because I've seen too many bad things in this world.
Sure.
And I started to, you know, walk over meth labs. I was talking to people that had just killed their parents in jail. Like, nope, I didn't do it. I didn't do it. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, you know, how do I make sense of a pretty crazy world out there, especially when you touch it every single day?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then, you know, I have to, like you said, I think it's fascinating that every single day was different. And, you know, I always kind of wonder, well, what if there's like a really slow news day? What happens then?
Well, what happens then? Or, you know, I mean, we can recycle the news.
Okay.
We can, you know, put down. I think a lot of times people will always say, you know, I don't watch the news anymore. It's just so negative.
Right.
And I have to tell them, you know, the thing about being a local news reporter or a local news anchor is we would be remiss if we didn't tell you what was going on. We would be negligent to not tell you. And unfortunately, most of it is bad. We try to get those good news stories in, but things are changing. Times are changing. And if we didn't tell that story because we thought, that's just too negative, we can't talk about it,
right,
then we wouldn't really be doing our job.
No, that is absolutely true. And, you know, and I remember people, I would always say that, why is there not more good news on the news? To just balance it out and leave people with a better taste in their mouths.
Right.
And, you know, and that's, it would always be the response was because good news doesn't sell.
Mm.
I mean, is there truth to that?
When it comes to the importance of and how many minutes you have,
yes,
that's what we're up against. And television news is so different today because the advertising dollar, which that's what we survived on, that's what paid the bills, that's what kept the lights on. And now those advertising dollars are going to social media. They're going to Facebook.
Yes.
They're going to Instagram. They're going to TikTok. And so those buyers are no longer looking at television news the same way they used to. And most people are consuming their news on their phones. And so we don't, because you don't have an advertising budget, you have to do things a little bit differently. You only have X number of minutes to tell a story. So it typically goes by the importance of the story. You know, your headline news will come at the top, and that's the biggest story of the day. And then toward the middle, you know, I mean, one of the things that really actually drove me nuts about local news was when we inserted other news that wasn't local.
Yeah. Yeah, I bet. So, yeah, and I would imagine you'd kind of feel like a little bit of a disconnect from your audience in that way.
Yeah, because some of that's going to be on national news in 10 minutes, 20 minutes anyway.
Right.
And so, you know, to be hyper-local is really where I liked that. I liked when we stayed in our lane.
Right. And so was there a particular segment of interest to you or an interest or something that, you know, kind of kept your job alive for you and kept you passionate about it?
Well, I think that the segment, the Keeping Vigil segment I did where I found people, organizations in our community doing good and helping other people.
Beautiful.
You know, it could have been somebody that rescued somebody, helped them out. Somebody that, you know, maybe had gotten into a bad car accident, someone saved their lives, and then they made this miraculous recovery and looked at life differently. I mean, those are the stories that I love, and I will continue to tell, even through my new job as a pickleball apparel pusher.
I love that story. Anyways, you know what? We need to go to break, so I can't wait to pick up where we're leaving off right now. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
At ProX Home Center, we're all about projects. No matter if your project is big or small, let the experts and friendly staff help you get it right the first time. And did you know ProX delivers? That's right. Whether it's lumber, landscaping materials, home building supplies, doors, appliances, windows, flooring, concrete, roofing, and so much more, they will get it to your door. Call today for details. ProX Home Center, where the contractor shops, and so should you. ProX Home Center, your hometown everything store.
Register today for the Find Your Strength Family Fun Run on a 5K and Superhero 1K, which includes a post-race party with fun for the whole family. The funds raised during our community run will go towards the exoskeleton. This state-of-the-art rehab technology who have lost the ability to walk due to stroke, injury, MS, cerebral palsy, and more. To learn more, donate, or register, visit bonnergeneral.org/foundation.
Summer is in full swing, and it's time to see what's new at Bloomberg's Lost Collector's Cabinet. They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, ammo and knives, jewelry, ReadyWise foods, and more. They stock items that you won't find anywhere else in our area. They buy, sell, and trade. Open weekdays and located on Triangle Drive just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Bloomberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet.
Retired or retiring soon? How much money do you need to live comfortably? Retirement Planners of America is here for you. Would you like to have financial peace of mind? Here's how. Step 1. Find out the amount of money you'll need to retire. Step 2. Have a plan to get there. Step 3. Make sure that plan can take advantage of market gains but protect you from market losses. Discover how to do all three with a free consultation at 800-508-6108. That's 800-508-6108.
All investments involve risk, including losses. Past performance does not guarantee future results.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth, and if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-410-6744. 800-410-6744. 800-410-6744.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
North Idaho's Radio, 97.1 FM.
Welcome back. You're listening to Living Your Dream, a monthly talk show highlighting those who have chosen to have the courage and to take the risks to do work and to live lives that they genuinely love. I'm Lisa Marquardt, and I am your host for the show. My guest today is Stephanie Vigil, and she's the former anchor for KHQ and is currently the VGL Pickleball Apparel Pusher. And we're going to go into that a little bit later. But anyway, I'm just kind of curious as to... Here you are doing a job that you had aspired to do and loving it, and well, parts of it anyway. And I'm just curious, I would imagine that there was a moment where you discovered that there might be something else you would like to do, and you might have to take some steps to move yourself in that direction.
How did
that play out?
Oh, in the craziest way possible, to be honest. You know, there were lots of things going on in my life at the time, and I needed time. You know, as a main news anchor, and first I started out in the mornings with Dan Kleckner, and I'd get up at 3 in the morning, and I'd get there for a 5 o'clock in the morning show, and we did that for 3.5 years. We also went back at 4:30 to cover a PM show, so... Every day was Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
Then we got promoted to, it worked in our favor because we got promoted to the evening slot 3.5 years later, which had me doing the 5, 6, 10, and 11 p.m. newscast. So as you can imagine, you know, I was a single mom at that time. And for 10 years, I was running ragged. I was really, you know, trying to be great at my job and trying to be great at parenthood.
Yeah.
And there were lots of times because of when the news came on that I was unable to be present for my children.
Sure.
And my mom and stepdad moved up here to help me with them. But I started having that moment of regret, you know, that their childhood had passed them by. They're both in their mid-20s now. And I didn't get to spend the time with them that I truly, truly longed for. And I promised myself that I would not go to my grave with it reading coulda, shoulda, woulda.
Right.
And so I asked for a sabbatical, a 3-month sabbatical. And I had some problems going on in my marriage at the time and just really needed to think about life and what it was all about. And doing what I was doing for 25 years, I think that most people can agree, if they've ever done anything for that long, is that there are highs and lows in doing one thing for so long. And I'd hit a low. I'd hit a low in that I didn't want to hear bad news anymore, that maybe my view of the world was getting skewed and jaded.
Sure.
And I needed to see for myself. Number one, to spend the time down in San Diego and Southern California, where my boys live, you know, just to be present in their world when they were available. They both work, obviously, so I didn't get them the entire time, but I think we've, all three of us, did a great job of really opening up our calendars on the weekends and maybe for dinners during the week to get together and live life. But I went down there. That was my aha moment of, I think I'm done. I think I'm going to go back and let them know that I need to be closer to the ones I love. I need to make up for lost time and the sense that we get to share more memories together. They're not married right now, and I have no grandchildren, and it's the perfect time for us to do all the things that we enjoy. We love playing pickleball. We love golfing. We love hiking, being together. We love boating. And so I really just want to share in their lives with them in this moment while I can, before they get too busy with their own family.
That is so beautiful that you, you know, and I don't know if it was a specific moment when you got the clarity that said, yep, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to go and live this life and be able to be available and to not let it go, because so many people just keep going because they tell themselves they can't quit or they can't do something different. And just what you said is, I think, is such a pivotal moment that I wish I could just wave a magic wand and let people allow themselves to do that.
Well, I think that we know it. You know,
yes, absolutely.
Our gut knows it.
Absolutely.
Our gut, our heart, you know, but our head tells us we can't.
Yes.
And that's the difference between, you know, actually going out there. I have to be honest with you. I never looked back. There was never a yellow slowdown. It was a green light the entire time, because I knew that it was time for me to listen to my heart and my soul.
Yep.
I wouldn't have done this if my kids were younger and I was raising them. You know, I had many opportunities to leave this region to go report or anchor at another station in a bigger market, but that would mean I'd have to take my kids away from their father. And I wasn't going to do that, you know. And so I don't want to go look for another job in another market. I work for the best station in the country.
Aww.
I love them. I respect them. They respect me. We had such a win-win there at KHQ that I just didn't want to go back into news anymore. And to be honest, the negativity of some of these bad stories, and I came home to a quadruple murder in North Idaho.
Wow.
And that's when I thought, no, I can't do this anymore.
Yep. Well, cheers to you for getting the message and making a decision for you and your family. It's so commendable. I would imagine that there might have been some people in your life that would have given you a little bit of pushback.
I'm only laughing.
Just saying.
That is the truth. Yes, my parents, right?
The parents that want the best for you. I get it. I totally get it.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah, we just talked about that. They were like, what?
What are you doing?
How could you leave $1 million on the table? Like, to this day, I don't even have health insurance right now. I left a 401k that I contributed to every single month, and I still feel 100% confident that I did the right thing.
And listen, you can hear it in your voice. So yes, it's apparent.
Yeah,
for
my
sure.
parents were freaking out.
Yep.
And I'm like, no, I'm taking a chance on myself. I'm betting on me. This is about me. This isn't about you. You did a great job of raising me, but I'm in my mid-50s. Please stop it.
I got this. And so it's been a while now. How long has it been since you made the decision and left?
Oh, gosh, I've only been gone from KHQ since 2015. since the 8th of, so not even a
not
month
even
yet.
Not even a month, yeah. And so, how, like, what do friends and family members say to you now about how things are going?
You know, all my friends were 100% in agreement. They were like, good for you. I mean, I had more supporters than I did people going, what are you doing? I hardly had anybody. They're like, oh, you had that awakening. The awakening that everyone talks mm-hmm. about, but nobody, most people don't do anything with.
Exactly.
They saw it. As a matter of fact, my, I'm going through a divorce and my, I guess, soon to be former husband, he bought me a piece of artwork from our favorite artist and it was called The Awakening.
Oh.
And he's like, you had the awakening. And I'm like, oh my gosh. I was so, I bawled my head off and we both did. We cried and it was this woman and she was curled up. It was a metaphorical picture and she's curled up in a flower as a rose. She's the rose and you could see her body all folded up. And then in the sunlight, you know, this artist who is just Vladimir Kush, amazing, talks about the awakening of a woman. And when you finally get that awakening and the sun shines down on you and you're in full bloom and you know you belong right there.
I love that. And that your husband, your soon-to-be former husband, is in support of that and recognizes that is in your best interest.
I said, you know, I don't know that you could actually, most people couldn't put the word beautiful and divorce together.
Right.
But we are having what I would call a beautiful divorce with a lot of respect, a lot of grace, a lot of tears and a lot of understanding, you know, who we are and how we really only get to be in this world once. So
absolutely.
What is it that we want? What is it that you want? What is it that I want? Because even though we're married, we're also individuals. And both of us have different paths that we're on right now.
Absolutely. And that's okay. And, you know, mm-hmm. and that is absolutely okay. And sometimes it's way harder for other people to accept than it is for us to accept it. So that always plays into it as well. But
right.
yes, I love that you guys are kind of holding your hands, each other's hands in the letting go.
We are. Absolutely. I mean, and every month is getting easier and easier. I could see it. I could feel it in the both of us. But I don't want to leave, you know, breaking his heart and feeling that horrible feeling that you feel when things don't go the way you had hoped that they would.
Right.
And so I just have learned through my 50 some odd years of living, you know, that I don't want to regret things and I want to be forgiven and I want to forgive others for the things that they have perceivably done to me.
Well, I think you're providing a very good role model and I totally love that. Has there been anything along the way that has, you know, so you had your dream job, you decided to take a sabbatical and you had this awakening. Has there been anything that has been contrary to, you know, everything going totally smoothly?
Not yet. No.
Beautiful.
Not yet. I mean, I've been able to, I wanted this summer to be more about reconnecting with the people that I had lost touch with, relaxing, having that letdown of, gosh, I just worked all of my life for, you know, since I was 14 years old and then raised children. So I'm trying to take this time to do both, you know, get the bones of the business going,
sure.
But yet also having a good time and fun and learning how to relax. And so when I went to San Diego, I also took a trip to Thailand after the 2 months in San Diego and went and traveled alone like I did a long time ago when I had my aha moment that I could be a journalist. And
right.
so I meditated over in Thailand with the monks. And I wanted to do that again this summer just to be fully prepared for what's to come in the fall, because I really do plan to hit the ground running with all these pickleball. There's lots of tournaments that go up and down the California coast and into Arizona. And so I will be with my U-Haul trailer with my pop-up shop.
So
selling BBL gear.
I love it. We have to go to break again, but yes, I really want to dive into that and what your next phase of your life is going to look like. So
wonderful.
Yeah. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
paid for by National Tax Advisory Services. Attention anyone that owes money to the IRS. The IRS has restarted aggressive enforcement actions against taxpayers who owe back taxes that were temporarily suspended for COVID. If you owe $10,000 or more, you must hear this because now is the time to clear your IRS tax debt. A special toll-free number has been established so you can stop penalty fees, avoid liens, and other hostile measures by the IRS. Call Tax Relief Helpers right now at 800-761-2855 and get the maximum protection afforded by law.
I got behind on my taxes and owed $48,000. I didn't know what to do. I called and they got my bill lowered to just $3,500.
I owed $87,000 in taxes and it was scary. I got the amount I owed down to just $3,500. I saved $83,500.
If you owe money to the IRS, don't wait another day. Call 800-761-2855 right now before the IRS enforces liens, levies, or other aggressive measures. The call and consult are absolutely free. Call now. Call 800-761-2855. 800-761-2855. 800-761-2855.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop, opt out.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today, because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to anyone that texts SOLVE to 200-300. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad, because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley, because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part? Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let Bosley show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text SOLVE to 200-300. That's SOLVE to 200-300.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-452-5050. That's 1-800-452-5050. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-452-5050. That's 1-800-452-5050.
SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
97.1 FM, 1450 KBFI, and 1400 KSPT.
Welcome back. You're listening to Living Your Dream, and I'm your host for the show. I'm Lisa Marquardt. I am a certified career and life coach. And my guest today is Stephanie Vigil, the former anchor for KHQ-TV in Spokane and is the current VGL pickleball apparel pusher. And I'm so excited to start that, start finding out a little bit more about that. So you took your sabbatical, you started having some time with your kids, and pickleball must have been like one of your favorite things. And tell us what happened from there.
Well, my son had bought us paddles for Mother's Day and said to me, hey, let's go figure out where these pickleball courts are in San Diego and play. And so we went.
Stephanie, are you there? I seem to have lost her. Anyways, Stephanie has started up a new apparel line for pickleball, and she, you can find out more about it at VGL Pickleball Apparel. You can search for that there and find out more about it. And hopefully we'll get Stephanie back so we can find out how that journey came about for her and where she plans to go with that. Anyways, it's been such a pleasure to get to learn about how the different ways she has been able to steer her life in the direction that hopefully will inspire others to consider doing themselves by just paying attention to your heart and your soul and what's calling your name. I know there's a lot of people that are frequently listening to the show and perhaps doing jobs that aren't necessarily singing to their hearts and souls, and they don't really know what to do about that. So that's my intent in having guests like Stephanie on the show, so that they can see that there are possibilities for considering different roads to travel, and maybe just taking a step in a new direction can be enlightening and informative on a way to better live your life. So hopefully there is some inspiration in there for you. While we're waiting to see if we can get Stephanie back online, if there's any information that may be of help to you individually and you could benefit from a conversation with me, just to consider some options or how you go about taking steps in those directions, please feel free to reach out to me. You can reach me at LISSA at now, NOW is IS, your, YOUR, life, LIFE.com. I'm just, my whole passion in doing this is to guide other people to live a life that feels better to them, so that they can have better health, better relationships, and enhance the world in some way, shape, or form. So if that could be of a benefit to you, please do not hesitate to reach out. Also, if you by chance know someone that who has perhaps had that courage that I always speak about to take risks and to make different decisions to live a life that they love, that might serve to help other people be inspired in the same way, please don't hesitate to reach out to me and provide me with that contact information. I'd love to get them on the show and let them be able to do to tell their story and to inspire others, because I think that does us all a whole lot of good when that opportunity can happen. So please don't hesitate to do that. Apparently we have lost Stephanie. I'm not sure where she is, but we're trying to get her back. Okay, I think we got her back now. So.
Hi, I'm sorry about that. I don't know what happened.
I don't know what happened either. Anyways, so go ahead and, you know, we want to hear about, so you started playing pickleball with your son and you got, and we're going to have to shorten this a little bit, unfortunately, but tell us how that played out and what your inspiration was for coming up with your apparel line.
Really, it was that there were no apparel lines out there that I would say, you know, what would Tom Brady wear, or what would somebody wear that just has some style, comfort, and you could play in it, but you can also go out and have Taco Tuesday in it as well. Something
love that.
That's soft and comfortable and stylish. And so I just really found this phenomenal team. Through the architect who built our house, he knew a logo designer and an apparel person that did apparel phenomenally. And luckily, we have since all become just amazing friends.
Oh, love that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and I tried to give the listeners how they could find out more about your apparel, but I'm not 100% sure. I want to make sure we get that accurately out there. Because I know there's a lot of pickleball players around here and everywhere nowadays.
Well, the BGL stands for Very Good Life. And, you know, it's what I went out to find and what I have. You know, I don't want to take away from what I've been given, because we all do have a very good life. And this coming right off of the 4th of July, you know, our independence. And I wanted to pose the question to people, like, what does it take to have a very good life? And most people said something that didn't have to do with material possessions and money.
Right.
You know, and so this product is We're trying to get it as sustainable as possible. I know this is our first wave of it, but it will move to be a fully sustainable business. But BGL Gear is the name of the Facebook page, our website, where you can, if you just Google VGLgear.com, you can find all of the pieces that are available right now. And I like to think of it, too, as a lifestyle brand. You know, I mean, we do have a heavy emphasis on pickleball, which is great, but it's an active lifestyle brand that was inspired by a passion for pickleball.
I love that. I love that. And how did the idea to, you know, because you knew what you were looking for. And I believe when I read some of your bio information online, you have a background, you have your background in business. You've already run a business. So, did it just click for you to say, you know, like, I'm going to step in this direction. This is the new thing I'm going to do.
Yeah. You know, I mean, sometimes you just have to go to the ledge. You know, I tell my kids that all the time. I took you to the ledge to watch you fly, you know, not to fall.
Right.
And sometimes you just have to try. But my bandwidth of what I'm learning is huge right now. And it just stimulates my brain so much to learn new things. I can't go out and do everything right now, but I'm taking baby steps towards, you know, getting my sea legs under me, learning new things, feeling like even at my age where most people are like probably winding down, I'm ramping up and I feel alive. And that's what I love the most is the feeling of feeling like every day I wake up knowing that I'm going to learn something new, that I'm going to try to let people know about this product to live a very good life. We're going to have some campaigns out there that are hopefully just very inspiring with some messages from people who have, you know, gone through some struggles in life, but have prevailed.
Oh, I love it. You're kind of bringing back your anchor show with bringing in the good news that kind of goes with
it,
which I love that because that's the one part that you know, you said that you love the most. And I always tell people too, if there's something about the work that you're doing right now that you want to bring with you, there's a way to do it. And I love that you just set that example.
Yes. Incorporating what you know, what you're good at, and what you're passionate about, and then finding some other things that you can insert in there to create that full life. I see a lot of people get older and they get old when they stop learning, when they stop growing, when they stop being curious about life. You know, go out there, taste it, feel it, and see what it's all about, because watching it on TV or learning it on YouTube or Google is not the experience that you're going to want to have. You're going to want to actually go out there and see it so you can speak of it, you know, by your own experiences.
Absolutely. And I do. I have so many clients that tell me that they don't even know what they're interested in. I like, just go out there and just try new things as often as possible.
Exactly. Try pickleball.
Exactly. Stephanie, thank you so much. You have been such a huge inspiration. I can hear it in your voice. I know the audience can too. So thank you for your message.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. That's our show for today. And be sure and tune in next month. And remember, now is your life. Get out there and really live it.